Deep in the Forest, written by Erina Redden and read by Fiona McLeod. Ice always melts. That's what my mother said to me in the grip of a winter chill. It was her way of saying that, in the end, truth will out. But I don't know. I think it's just a fairy tale. The kind mothers tell their kids to buy them the precious years they need to thicken up enough to face the real truth. That life is a twisty, dark affair. I've had the years, all 27, but still I'm shiver thin on the inside with nowhere near enough layers to confront life's unexpected curves. I gear down to avoid a pothole on this long, winding drive, as familiar to me as my own skin. I always go gently at night under the canopy of spreading eucalyptus trees. Switching off the pound of music, I bathe in the sudden quiet. Just the even hum of the engine and me, easing through the shadowy forest. It's funny how the night softens you out. I miss my mother the most when I drive through the estate's elaborate wrought iron gates. Every time. I give in to the need to knock my knuckle against the car doors 3 times to help swallow down the jag of grief before it gets to be something. When I pull on the handbrake in front of my house, this grand sandstone passed down through generations, built on stolen land, it takes me a while to gather my energy against my reluctance to get out. But eventually it's the cold that makes me open the door. I pick up the bean casserole Amra gave me and do my usual jump to the ground. Amra can't understand why I bought a Ford Ranger with a cabin so stupidly high that I need to hoist myself up into it and jump out of it. Maybe it's because it's so big, it carapaces around me like a protective shell. Up there, nobody can touch me. Needing to be behind closed, familiar doors now, I stride past the fountain that hasn't seen water for a year and sprint up the wide marble stairs to the veranda, taking them 2 at a time to keep ahead of the icy alpine night air. The sound of the door closing behind me echoes through the cavernous space like loneliness. I hunch over against it and keep my head down as I bolt towards the kitchen at the back of the house. I never let myself even glance at the curving elegance of the staircase that soars to the 2nd floor. It's the deal I made with myself the night my mother died 1 year back. I can get through this if I just stay away from all her places.